Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. Now, this is another live episode recorded here at Money 2020 in Amsterdam. This is the second time that Formpipe have attended the European Money 2020 event, and it remains the biggest event in terms of size, with over 7,500 people attending, and they're coming from over 2,000 companies and 100 different countries. Now, the topics that have been discussed haven't been vastly different from last year. You know, composable banking, driving transformation projects has been a key one, but also with more of a flavour on AI and the way that we can recognise efficiencies within banking as well. So we've got a really good episode for you. Hope you enjoy it. And now I'm here with Nick Lawler, who's head of UK and Ireland for Mambu. Welcome to the podcast, Nick.
Hello, Ben. Thanks for having us.
And we're here at Money 2020. It's another fantastic event in Amsterdam. We've been blessed with the sunshine as well.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Although with this roof, it is a touch like a greenhouse.
It is.
It's very warm, but very good.
And in places, really bright as well. And you've got to wear your shades inside, which is very
There are a fair few people who have got the summer vibes on indoors, yes.
And how are you finding the event?
I think it's really good. Busy. Great to see some familiar faces. Who you know we saw last year, we worked with day to day in the industry, but really good event. I think today is obviously a lot busier, a lot more people have come for the Wednesday, but really good atmosphere, lots of collaboration, partners talking, engaging, prospects, existing customers. So it's great to see so many people come together and having positive discussion, especially when you think about the environment that we're in.
Yes,
it's certainly
challenging times.
Yeah, but I think we're looking as an industry and sector, dare I say touch wood, promising. I think there's a lot of traction and growth, and everyone's expecting great things moving forward.
That's good, yeah. And obviously, as an outsider looking in, we're seeing Mambu quite prevalent in the market and growing and having some good wins out there as well.
Yes.
So where do you actually see yourselves within the market of other providers?
So we are a modern core banking engine,
sure.
To put it easily. We are SaaS cloud native. We've been around about 12 years. I think our position in the market is a newer tech that can grow and scale with businesses. So there are banks and FIs out there that are already grown, they've already scaled, they are now BAU, but they can't stop. If they stop, their competitors will pick it up. And for us, we view ourselves as we're a partner, not a vendor, which I know a lot of people say, but we truly are.
Yeah.
We are with that core element that we have to work with our customers and our prospects to make sure that we understand their business. But our approach is very much the modern SaaS core engine to support them, whether they're transforming, whether they're looking to enter the market, or even whether they're looking to launch new product verticals.
Sure.
We can support all of that alongside.
And with that in mind then, and especially when you talk about seeing an end client as a partnership and that relationship, do you have an ideal profile in mind that you aim to work with, or do you have multiple different profiles that you see as your ideal client in a way?
All of them, I say, would be the ideal, as any commercially minded person would say.
Yes.
From our side, Mambu was very much built around the microfinance, the new entrants, and that's, you know, we've been very successful. We are still very much in that space. The Mambu product and offering has matured. You know, we're 12, 13 years old now, and we've seen ourselves start growing within the financial sector. So from an ideal client perspective, we're all the way up right now to tier two banks in the UK. We're still very much active with new entrants who are looking to launch products or just a new offering to market or something new with new UIs, apps. But we've now gone up the chain, so to speak, and we're working with mortgage and savings providers who have been around for years. We're working with some institutions who have been around for hundreds of years, who are looking to transform their offering. Maybe they've had a core engine for the last 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
So for me, what I like to do is I love the transformation play because it's something exciting, new. You truly do become a partner. You're ingrained with the business. Looking at, it's a cultural shift from we've had this banking system for 25, 30 years. That's how we do it. That's how we've always done it. When we then start to work with them and come in and transform them, it becomes a journey. And we're part of that to say, wow, we've done that. We're doing that. So ideal client is, I would say, tier two kind of downwards. Yes, you've got the tier one banks out there, but often they've got large organizations that will do things themselves, but we still want to work with them.
Yes.
But I think where we can see that impact and change quickly is in those building societies, credit unions, new entrants, mortgages and savings providers who are on legacy tech stacks, as well as those kind of the older challenger banks, we might call them. They were once called a challenger bank, now they're established financial institutions with, you know, hundreds of thousands of customers and books worth 30 billion on lending.
I think the transformation piece as well that you allude to is really interesting, because when you're on the client side, then you know they will have put together a project and they will have pitched it to the board, they will have got the investment, but they still have to deliver on that themselves. They can't just expect vendors or partners to come in and do that. So it's a joint journey that we're all going on together. And I think that's where it is quite exciting as to how we can enable organisations to really make the most of new technology and where we're heading that we're probably not even aware of yet.
Well, I think what we're looking at, ChatGPT, AI, it's all coming. Yeah. I think next year's conference for Money 2020, you know, who will be here? What will we be talking about then? Probably a lot of AI. We're going to be, you know, talking about that ChatGPT. There will be lots of traction, lots of people talking about that. So it's a continued evolvement and cycle, and we have to be a part of that. And I think we're lucky at Mambu that we can. We are focused purely on one element, and then we work with our partners to provide. Some people use the term for best of breed. I prefer best for purpose.
Sure.
Because every bank or telco or mortgage lender or savings provider, they want something different, and there's a partner out there for everyone. So it's a best for purpose, in my view.
I think that feeds into my favourite part of your website, where you talk about disrupt without disruption. Now, I think it's quite a good marketing phrase as well, but can you just explain a little bit more to people listening as to what Mambu mean by that phrase?
Well, yeah, I'll give you my view, and then if marketing say I've said it wrong, I'm sure they'll chase me down. For me, disrupt without disruption is we are disrupting the sector. We are coming in and disrupting the legacy providers who have had the last 20 plus years of charging change requests for things that support their customers as BAU, or charge them for big bang upgrades every 24, 36 months, and you know, you fall behind, you've got to take the latest version, or we can't give you the latest functionality. So a lot of these businesses, when we say disrupt, we're disrupting these legacy providers who have built themselves, and don't get me wrong, there's something out there for everyone.
Yeah.
The business model has evolved. SaaS is different. You pay your annual fee, we release weekly. So we are disrupting the existing supplier market, but we're doing it without disrupting our customers and their business.
Their operations?
Yes. So you know, they've got customers to serve. They can't afford to switch systems off, not trade, or down tools while they do.
I mean, often it's the testing associated around those upgrades.
Yeah, and that's kind of our partner play and marketplace, and you know, people like yourselves. We work with all partners, whether it be from originations to CRM to payments to document creation, storage and statements like a form pipe. We work with everyone to allow our partners to plug and play. So if you look, when we say disrupt, we're disrupting the sector, because before, when you had an end-to-end stack managed service from a legacy provider, where your business has to operate how that supplier tells you to, because it's what's in the box. Mambu is very much, well, you operate how you want and you manipulate Mambu. And we say manipulate, we say configure and take the platform. Mambu is a platform that's ready to go, and you configure it to how and you want to work and tailor it to your needs.
And I guess that also feeds into composable banking in the way that you do work with those partners that you've just touched upon there. And I know you said not best for breed, but you know, those best fit for the requirements.
Yeah. If we say best of breed, you'd end up with an expo here at Money 2020 with maybe five providers.
Yeah, sure.
Because you're saying, well, you're the best, so only you're here. Best of purpose means there's a reason we've got hundreds of people here, thousands of people in tent, hundreds of people exhibiting, because they've all got something to bring to the table. And I think that's the beauty of Mambu. We have over 170 partners globally. We're in 65 countries, over 260 clients and growing rapidly. what we allow them to do is choose who do you work with for originations, who do you want to work with for payments, and we give them that flexibility. And they don't have to come back to us to ask us our permission or pay us to hard code a new integration.
Sure.
Go and do it yourselves, yeah, either via your own tech house internally, yeah, or via a systems integrator or a technology partner of their choice. So we've joined on the stand today with people like Publicis Sapient, who are systems integrator. We work with others like your Deloitte, you've got Persistence, you've got people like Mutual Vision, the building society sector in the UK. We've got a number of partners out there we can work with who can deliver those integrations, and they're not precious about, well, you must buy our solution, we won't integrate it. They understand that the future of banking and financial services, collaboration and working with partners, and that's how we're all going to succeed, which is, you know, you can see that around us today when you look around and you see the number of partners that we're here.
And it's the majority of conversations that we have at these type of events, isn't it, around that collaboration.
And I think that's the exciting part. You get to meet, you know, like yourself, see you at numerous events, or see you jet setting around, what was it, Vienna recently?
Yes,
I saw that one.
Ryanair's not jet set though.
A to B, that's all you need, get your A to B. And then you look around the partners we've got here, it's an exciting, there's a buzz, everyone's working with everyone, you see colleagues, friends, and that's the exciting part of kind of what we do and our approach. We are not a one-stop shop and we are only vendor. We are engaged with everyone in the market, and that's the way it should be, whether it's from mortgage originations to, you know, cryptocurrencies, you name it, we're engaged with everyone. That's the nice part, because then you get to work with different people from different countries, different regions, different cultures, and it brings it all together to bring that best for purpose solution for those banks.
It's fantastic, and we're so looking forward to being part of that journey as well. So,
well, yeah, I think not for this, but we've got some conversations to be had on some of the exciting things we're doing, which hopefully, yeah, we'll be all part of as a partnership as we move forward.
And thanks for joining us today, Nick.
Well, no, thanks for having me, and I hope you enjoy the show, and it's about 5 to 4, which means the beers are nearly officially announced.
Lovely. Thanks, Nick.
Okay, no worries, thank you.
And now I'm here with Lewis Carrasco, who's a global ISV leader from IBM Consulting. Welcome to the podcast, Lewis.
Hi, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us and giving us the time on day 3 of Money 2020. Now, IBM are a vast organization. Everybody listening to this podcast will know that. And IBM are involved in all different industries. But just within banking, you're huge with all the different operations you do. We know you best through the work that you do with Temenos. So can you just give an overview of how you're involved with this core banking platform?
Yes. IBM and Temenos, we've been partners for over 20 years now.
Yes, yeah.
We started with our technology infrastructure. So basically, Power was the main server IBM worked together with Temenos for clients worldwide. We have over 200 implementations of Temenos in the different versions through the years,
yes,
with IBM Power. And we thought that we needed to complement also that partnership by extending the collaboration, sending collaboration into the services area. So that's why, like a year ago, we signed as a delivery partner. So we are a services partner of Temenos. We are also a sales partner for Temenos. And together with the technology partnership, now we can offer a 360 solution to our clients. So it's a one-stop shop for Temenos services, including, you know, the provision of the IBM infrastructure.
And I presume that's globally, yeah?
And that's global,
yeah.
And we have a global reach.
Yes.
Eventually, we are analyzing the different markets and the different segments to have a more tailored offering for the different markets, but our reach is global.
Yeah.
So one thing that is important out of this new extended relationship between IBM and Temenos is that we have put a lot of effort in really recertifying our platforms,
okay,
into the latest Temenos version. So IBM Power, IBM Linux One, and the IBM Cloud for Financial Services are now certified for Temenos Transact, and Temenos Transact has been validated in the IBM Cloud for FS from a compliance and security perspective.
Yeah, sure.
So together with that renewed certification, and we are building our services capabilities,
yes,
what we are able to do is to work with clients and give them a full set of new options on how to deploy and run their Temenos software. Because we know that clients today are looking to go to the cloud, they are looking to start consuming their core banking services, the core banking solutions as a SaaS.
Yeah.
And not everybody is really ready today to go 100% cloud.
Yes.
And the majority of the clients, they are looking for a more progressive approach. In some cases, even the local regulations are preventing this move to the cloud.
Yeah.
And therefore, you have to find private options or private cloud options, on-prem options that also complement your cloud. And in some of the cases, even though the cloud for a mission critical system is allowed and acceptable in the country, there are some infrastructure issues that, let's say, they recommend to have your failover systems and you have additional backup systems on-prem so you can ensure your availability. Right?
And that journey to the cloud is one we get involved with a lot, and also the digital transformation projects is often one that we get brought into ourselves. But these are huge undertakings for the bank, you know, and I can appreciate the amount of work that goes in internally to the bank to scope all this out. And yet also there are opportunities to incrementally improve, you know, maybe get a quicker win. Do you see some of those in the projects that you're involved in?
Well, what I see is that end-to-end transformations are extremely complex.
Yes, yeah.
And if you want to do a full replacement, a full transformation, in order to reorient how your technology will support your business strategy, you have to think of how can I build up the scaffolding around my current technology.
Sure. Yeah.
So I can start, you know, progressively replacing components,
yeah,
while keeping the whole system, whole production system, attending my current clients, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like changing an airplane engine during the flight, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you have to ensure that you set up all the mechanisms that will allow the bank to continue working. That you set these strong mechanisms to handle your customers, to handle your compliance, to handle your basically your service operations,
yeah,
and then progressively start approaching one by one the different modernization projects as per your full roadmap.
A good friend of mine actually used the scaffold analogy that you've just used there when talking about raising children, and said all we do as parents is give them the scaffold they then have to build. But I love it. I love that idea. We see the challenge when we're talking to banks about maintaining business as usual operations whilst also doing this digital transformation. So I hear that. So in your experience, what do you see as the most common client driver for the journey to the cloud? Business efficiency? Is it being driven by their customer requirements? Is it ESG? You know, what is it that's making them go on that journey?
Well, it depends on what's the extent of that journey, right? If we can speak about a modernization journey,
yes,
or we can speak about a transformation journey.
Yeah.
If it's a modernization journey, basically all the factors you mentioned, you know, being more sustainable in our consumption of infrastructure, being also more, let's say, effective from a cost perspective and optimizing your total cost of ownership for your for IT, and even trying to resolve somehow obsolescence problems and resource skills problems by, you know, maybe homogenizing your technology. Those are all very valid reasons for a modernization.
Yeah.
Now, when we speak about transformation, transformation has an impact not only on the technologies, it has an impact on how the bank operates and how the bank engages with their ecosystem, including customers, but also partners and other players. And that's normally a business-driven project. Right? It's very, very difficult to really achieve a return on the investment necessary to transform,
yeah,
only by measuring the impact in technology or cost KPIs.
Yes.
You need to ensure that you are transforming so you can really execute,
yeah,
the business strategy, and that means a combination of selling more or being more available for clients, or having a much better conversion rate with, yeah, clients, we can be more efficient on your IT and banking operations.
And I know an account of both Formpipes, IBM's and Temenos's who, when they went and built their digital bank, had one clear mission statement for that project. And they agreed that even though the route to there would probably deviate, they never moved away from what they were trying to achieve. And I think that's really important, especially at a board level, that there is buy-in to that mission statement, why we're going on this journey.
Well, exactly, because there are many cases when programs are designed and then we start executing programs.
Yes. Yeah.
That it's very easy to lose track of where you want to be. It's very easy to start your program and then realize that you might not get the benefits that you were looking for, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So ensuring that through the whole process, you always keep in mind that there are some business benefits that need to be realized, that's the whole purpose of the transformation, that you can get your stakeholders aligned, that you can get your business realized, that you can get your team, the scope, the work always managed and predictable. And that, by the way, all the partners that are supporting this client on their transformation, they also realize their own benefits. Yeah. It's a win-win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, and that's where we are at the moment. Is the one takeaway thing that you'd like to tell me about for the next 12 months in banking? What's the next thing you see coming within your own role at IBM?
But what I see is that really there's some hot topics that have been there for a few years, but are getting much more strength lately, and that is ecosystem, and that is AI.
Sure. Yeah.
And being able to really transform these concepts into a specific use cases that add value, that are clearly defined, that are clearly measurable, and that can be implemented to improve the bank business and the bank relationship with their clients and mitigate digital risks. So that's the challenge for the next few months. Yeah. That's where going from the concept to the actual practical case, yes, and being able to implement the case in a way that you can then measure the positive impact of that intelligent component or that, you know, exploitation of your data into actual business value.
And that's the bank has still got to keep their eye on their end client, whether that be corporate, wealth, retail, you know, whatever it is. The changes they're making within their internal structure has to be for the benefit of that end client. Otherwise, why do that?
Well, exactly. But this is there's many ways to serve the client.
Right? Yes.
You can serve the client by offering them better experiences. You can also help your client by being able to anticipate their own needs, by demonstrating to the client that you really understand where they are, what they need, and that whenever a finance function is needed during their daily activities or their life key moments,
yes,
the bank is there to respond. And that means being able to really know your client when, through the current digital channels, that human touch is lost. So you have to replace that with other mechanisms to really understand what your client needs and where they are, so you can be helpful for them, which is eventually what will be giving you the loyalty from the client.
Right? Yeah. Brilliant. Well, Lewis, thank you again for your time today, and thanks for joining us on the podcast, and safe travels back to Madrid.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ben, and I hope you enjoy the event.
Always. Thank you.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thank you again to Nick Mola of Mambu and to Lewis Carrasco of IBM for joining me today. It's been a fantastic 3 days here at Amsterdam for Money 2020. Join you next time on Beyond the Document.